No, don't you cry for me.
The Reckless Ray. The Reckless Ray.
Power Hour. Power Hour.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Come on, Augie, join in the fun. It's opening day for America's pastime. Summer is in the air. America is in the air.
I did join in the first 32 times you sang it this morning, so I think I'm good. For the record, I'm also good on watching your VHS of Sandlot for the fourth time this week. Besides, I think I'm starting to lose my voice, and I've had just about enough of being called Smalls the entire day.
Ha! You're killing me, Smalls! It works on so many levels! But I should have expected as much from you. Soft as always, Augustus. Pete Rose would be turning over in his grave. Good old Charlie Hustle. I miss that guy.
Pete Rose is still alive, Ray. I just saw him at the St. Pete's Mall a couple weeks ago signing balls for 10 bucks a pop out of his trunk.
You don't say. Well, good for Pete. Glad to see he's still out there hustling for an extra buck. You know, I always felt it was a shame the way the Baseball Elites and Hall of Fame Committee treated him. Guy puts a couple bucks on himself and they ban him for life? It just ain't right. So typical, in fact. You know, where's your liberal mumbo jumbo give people a second chance? He needs to be supported, not punished. All that blah blah garbage. Where is it when you need it? I'll tell you where. Nowhere to be found when it doesn't support their elitist agenda. That's where. Well, Pete will always be a Hall of Famer in my book.
Oh yes, your book. Not exactly a New York Times bestseller, that one. And why is it every time something in the world happens that you don't like, it is the quote-unquote elites and the deep state who are to blame?
Because they are to blame, Augie. But more importantly, it's because the word plays well with angry people. Riles the blood. Throw in the mention of a conspiracy about the elites and the deep state, you got yourself something sweeter than gin and tonic, my friend. Have you learned nothing from my teachings these past many years?
Not really, no.
Well, regardless, I'm not going to let you or the elites bring me down today. You know, you could really use a little Charlie Hustle in your own life, Augie. Let it all hang out. Bury your shoulder into the proverbial catcher of life, if you will.
That is now illegal in baseball. And the catcher can't block the plate anymore for player safety, you know.
You're on my last nerve, Augustus. And we're not even 2 minutes into the show. And yes, case in point to our discussion a moment ago, I'm well aware of how the elites are trying to ruin the game and have already ruined it. Designated hitters in the National League, time clocks on the pitchers, no collisions to protect the player safety. Snowflaked like everything else in this rotting country. Thank God Trump will be back in office soon to fix the game I love. He's gonna drain the swamp that is Major League Baseball. Mark your days, Bowie Kuhn. The bell tolls for thee. You've ruined the game long enough.
Bowie Kuhn hasn't been commissioner since the early 80s, and he's dead.
Good riddance. One less swamp rat to clean from the league for Trump.
But that's what you want him to focus on, allowing base runners to be able to slide into second base again. Not climate change, the Middle East, or even the ever-popular immigration problem that you frequently like to talk about.
Well, interesting story about that. He did almost play professionally. Rumor has it he was the finest fielding shortstop on the East Coast. Would have been the best there ever was if one of his mistresses wouldn't have shot him on a train on his way to tryouts.
We haven't had trains in this country for over 75 years. I'm fairly certain you just injected Donald Trump into the plot of The Natural. Apparently you didn't learn much from that little chat we had on the difference between fact and fiction. You know, reality versus some warped fantasy you've created in your own mind.
I don't know what you're talking about. Roy Hobbs was a pitcher when he was coming up, and Trump was a middle infielder. Apples and oranges, Augie. Apples and oranges.
No, I'd say more like reality and delusion.
Excuse me, but do you think we could maybe try to talk about something besides baseball or Trump?
Where in the hell did that nymph just come from? Honest to God, Augie, it's like she's like ghost in the walls around here.
She's been here all morning, Ray. She actually sang Take Me Out to the Ballgame with us the first two or three times as well. Harmonized quite nice. And apparently was a pretty talented softball player in her own right in her college days. I guess you didn't hear her story as you were too busy regaling us with the time Trump supposedly took an ill-mannered, scrappy bunch of 12-year-olds to the Little League Championship. Which, of course, then trailed into the time Trump was called up to the big leagues as a 12-year-old with a rocket of an arm. But yes, it sounds like Sephora had a pretty impressive college career, right?
College? What is she, Doogie Howser? She looks like she's all of 12 years old. Not to mention softball's not even a real sport. It's a game for girls and overweight middle-aged men. and can drink beer and relive their glory days.
I'm right here, Ray, so you can say that to my face if you want. And who or what is a Doogie Howser? Better not be some sort of sexual talk.
You know, I don't get it. Why do we keep bringing in all these millennial Gen Zers, children who know nothing about the world except what they watch on TikToker? And no, sweetheart, we're not going to talk about anything besides Trump and baseball today because it's opening day. And those might be the only two things that could save this country. Putrid, squalid hellhole that it is. Go MAGA!
First of all, it's TikTok, numbnut. Not ticker talk or tickery tick tick talk or whatever other way you think it amuses your base to mispronunciate a word. Ah, ha, 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 hilarious, he can't read. Bunch of idiots.
Have I mentioned yet how much I like her?
And second, I prefer my future in the hands of scientists, or at the very least someone whose vocabulary expands beyond the six synonyms your senile stand-in for Jesus knows for the word great. Oh wait, what am I saying? Six is giving that guy way too much credit. Try one. It's good, great, bigly, bigly, idiots.
I bet you'd prefer to be in the hands of anyone willing to have you, nasty, nasty little shrew. You know, I think we're getting a pretty good picture of preachy woman old Ragin' Cajun Carville's been referring to lately.
Ray.
It's all right, Augie. I knew dealing with an insecure, tiny-handed, bigoted man was part of this job description. I'm more than confident I can handle his third-grade insults and name-calling. So anyways, Ray, since we're talking about baseball, why don't you tell the listeners what you have planned for this afternoon?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I've been asked to be a very special guest, throw out the first pitch for opening day.
Where was that again, Ray? The Rays? The Marlins? One of their AAA affiliates, maybe? Just exactly who's rolling out the red carpet for this big production?
Well, as it turns out, there's a scheduling conflict with those organizations.
That's what we're calling it? A scheduling conflict?
Yes, Augie, a scheduling conflict. So being the good sport I am, I offered to throw out the first pitch for another popular local team.
You mean begged?
You still don't understand negotiating, do you, Augie?
I don't understand a lot of the things you say and do, if I'm being honest.
As I was saying, I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch this afternoon to get baseball season officially underway. That's right. The Central Florida Penal League has a doubleheader at the DeSoto Annex Penitentiary. As you may recall, I've done some community outreach with the penitentiary over the years.
And by community outreach, you of course are referring to your many stints with court-ordered community service?
Community outreach nonetheless, Augie. Now, as I was saying...
Oh my, and this prison baseball league? A big deal, is it?
As a matter of fact, it is, little one. Since Governor DeSantis has taken the reins and started cracking down on the hoodlums, thugs, and other bad hombres out there, there's been some elite-level talent accumulating in the cooler. Word has it there's a young kid with some control issues, throws high 90s, and he's going to be on the bump this afternoon. They call him the Wild Thing.
I don't know what's more disturbing, using the words hoodlum and cooler in 2024, or that you continue to blatantly pirate themes from popular baseball movies and outright lies to our listeners. I mean, honestly, who believes this crap?
And again, I don't know what you're talking about. If you were to subscribe to the DeSoto Annex newsletter like I told you, you would know who this kid is and that he's legit. He had to serve a year for some nil fraud, but he's hoping to resurrect his career, and I think he's gonna do it.
Why would I have a subscription to the DeSoto Annex newsletter? Better yet, why do you? You know what? Don't answer that. I don't want to know. Just go on with whatever fabrication you have planned next for any lunatics that are still listening to this.
There's nothing to fabricate here, Augie. As I was telling our listeners, I'll be tossing out the first pitch at 1:05 this afternoon at the prison field. Barring any fights break out in the yard, of course. But as a precaution to our loyal fans that might want to join in the festivities, I suggest you arrive at least 2 hours early, as they tell me security is rather tight to get in. I'll also be available for selfies and autographs afterwards.
I would like to suggest to our listeners, if that is how you'll be spending your afternoon, you may want to rethink your life choices.
You know, Augie, I hardly think you're the one to be doling out life advice. I mean, look at you. Ever since you quit my winterism course, you've been back on a steady decline into uselessness.
You always let him talk to you like that?
You know, at a point I just kind of let him ramble on. I mean, sometimes I try to counter with facts and logic, but it's kind of like talking to a flat earther. What's the use, you know? I find it best to just let him live in his delusional bubble. Kind of like you let your senile grandpa just get away with saying absurd things. You know there's a fair chance they won't be around much longer, so why not just let them have their moment, you know?
Oh, Augie.
And I have looked for other opportunities, but it's not like a resume that says 10 years co-hosting a right-wing lunatic has a real hire-the-sky vibe to it. though I have been courted by Newsmax and the RFK Jr. campaign quite a bit lately.
One, you're not the co-host, Augie. You're the sound engineer who should consider himself lucky I let him even take the air with me. And let's face it, the only reason I do that is because you keep up our horny divorcee numbers. So I allow it. And two, it's that kind of attitude why I can't provide you with a positive reference. Your constant negativity. Why isn't anything good in your life ever happening? It's always bitch, bitch, bitch with you.
This is the guy who patterns his entire shtick off of Fox News 101. What's their motto again? Oh yeah, life sucks. The economy sucks. The immigrants are coming for you. Crime sucks. Honestly, their tagline should just be, if Trump weren't here, he'd be dead by now.
See? More bitching.
Okay, I'm sorry I asked. This does not sound like a healthy dynamic. So anyways, what are you going to be doing during Ray's, let's call it, moment of glory this afternoon?
Oh, I'll be there. I'm his pitching coach and catcher. We've been working a lot on getting his release point right. You know, driving from the lower extremities. Plus, he's making me play his entrance music from the bullpen. I am a real American. Hulk Hogan's theme music.
Hulk who? The big green guy? You know what? I don't care. And the penitentiary field has a bullpen? And a sound system?
Augie, I swear I'm gonna punch her right in the forehead.
Well, it's not so much a bullpen as like a picnic table underneath some trees behind the field. And they don't really have a PA, so I'm just going to be jogging next to him with my JBL speaker as he runs in after a jump from the picnic table.
You know, that reminds me. Don't forget to bring that fog machine I rented.
Oh, please let me come. I can videotape it, you know, for our social media.
We have social media?
Yes, Ray, we discussed this. Part of the reason Winston wanted to bring in Sephora is to appeal to some of our younger listeners.
Oh, don't worry. I'm pretty sure this entrance of yours it's going to appeal to all listeners.
You're damn right it is, sweetheart.
It's just too easy.
At any rate, Augie, we have to wrap this segment up. I have to start properly warming up. I have a masseuse appointment at 10 to work on my lats. Not my typical 10 a.m. at Lulu's massage parlor, but a real one. You know, above the belt. From there, we start a long toss at 11 and put the hot towel on at 12:30. You know, a finely tuned athlete needs to be on a tight regimen. You wouldn't know anything about that, I'm guessing, playing softball, Sephora. You're probably too busy adjusting your visor and shorts, checking out the other team's third baseman. And yes, I said baseman. As I assume if this was recent college ball, it's a 50-50 chance the gal had a penis. Maybe you can learn a little something about an elite athlete watching me today.
Well, I was all conference and hit 470 my senior year, but maybe I'll learn something. You know, I mean, how could I not from a big, strong man like yourself?
That's the attitude. Maybe afterwards, once my fans leave, I could show you a few pointers.
I look forward to that. I really do. Speaking of which, for all the faithful listeners out there who wouldn't dare dream of missing Ray's big moment, make sure you check into Sephora Space, my blog, later this evening for all the highlights of the day. I have a pretty good feeling Ray's fans definitely won't want to miss it.
Yeah, all right, I like the spirit. Get the show on the road, Augie.
Hey, y'all, this is Sephora Space. Thanks for hanging out. We got some good stuff for you friends out there today. Picture this, an old white guy makes a fool of himself playing baseball to a girl. Hashtag girl boss. Hashtag badass bitches. Be sure to subscribe and share, y'all. Keeping it real. Enjoy.
This is it, Augie. It's the moment we've been training for.
Not sure throwing pine cones at gators out on Murray's property constitutes training, but...
taking them out is about accuracy. You have to be able to paint the corners, which I've been meaning to talk to you about. You think I should try to keep it low and away or bust it high and in? You know, a little chin music.
Ray, I think you should just worry about getting it over the plate. To the plate? You know, just in the general vicinity?
That's why you're a loser, Augie. It's your mentality. Do you think Nolan Ryan went out there thinking, just get it over the plate? No, he had a game plan.
You're not Nolan Ryan. You're an elderly man who I'm pretty sure paid off the warden to be able to do this. Either that or you snitched on someone. Either way, as I've said many times, I got a bad feeling about this.
Also, do you think I should give my victory speech Lou Gehrig style? Today, day, I consider myself, self, the sexiest man in the world.
No, none of that. What exactly do you think is happening here today? You know what? Just forget it. I think you should casually toss it over the plate and then thank the guards for their service with some handshakes and general platitudes. With any luck, you won't trip on the way out blinded by your own fog machine.
Loser talk, Augie. It's loser talk. Did you just hear the prison intercom say something about a second special guest? Do you know anything about this? What are they talking about? What's the crowd chanting here? I can't quite make it out. We want some more? We want some more?
No, I think they're saying we want Sephora. We want Sephora. Maybe she really promoted you on her social media.
The hell she did, Augie. She's swinging a bat. Jesus Christ, she's in on the deck circle right now, swinging. She looks like f***ing Mickey Mantle. This is a trap. I've been made to look the fool.
What are you gonna do, Ray? You can't back down now from a liberal female in baseball. Your fan base would never let you down. You'd be finished. My God, the things they'd say. You'd be the laughing stock of the community.
You're right. We gotta think of something. You know what? Go grab that Vaseline that's in your bag.
Why do you just assume that I have Vaseline in my bag?
My God, look at you, Augie. You ooze Vaseline guy. So do you have it or not?
Yes, I have it, but it's only because of the humidity here and I chap easily.
Good. Now go get the Empire to give you the ball I'm going to be using. Then distract him while I'm coming out to Real American. I got to get a little special sauce on that thing. She's not going to know what hit her.
You know, my counselor and my mom, they both assured me it couldn't get any worse. There's nowhere to go but up, they said, and yet here I am. Hating a grown man illegally put my very own personal Vaseline on a baseball for the opening pitch of the Florida Penal League season. You can't really make this stuff up, folks. Okay, here's your ball, Ray. She does seem to be using an awful lot of pine tar over there, so I'm gonna go ahead and tell myself this is a fair fight. It's just you and her from here. May the best person win.
Just give me the damn ball, Skip. She's mine! Alright, old timer. This is your time to shine. Your arm is a fucking rocket, Ray. You got this. Give her the number one. The old number one. High and tight, just like flinging pine cones in the swamp. She won't catch up. She can't handle it. She's a girl. She played softball. You define the moment, or the moment defines you, Ray. You define the moment, or the moment defines you. It's go time.
Here we are, folks. A modern day battle of the sexes. Start off our very own Central Florida Penal League baseball season. Sephora's crowding the plate. She's digging in. Reckless Ray goes into the windup. Oh, and it's an old school windup over the head. A very high leg kick for a man of his age. And here comes the delivery. Give it a moment, folks. The ball has almost reached home plate. And here comes the swing.
Son of a bitch.
I hope it packed its bags, cause that one ain't coming back.
The Reckless Ray.
Someone check her for a penis underneath that skirt. She's blood doping, I tell ya.